On Monday, Iowa voters declared Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton winners of the state's caucuses, signaling the official beginning of the race for the White House. Many in agriculture were paying particular attention to what the election results would say about the state's support of the renewable fuel standard, and the answer to that question depends on who you ask. Oil interests think Cruz's victory means Iowa voters no longer care about the RFS because of his opposition to the mandate, but Growth Energy CEO Tom Bias sees it differently.
But the fact of the matter is, even of the two candidates who weren't pro-RFS, we saw movement from both. The candidate that won it, Ted Cruz, is calling for eliminating the so-called blend law, which was erected by oil. He's also calling for antitrust investigations of the oil industry and an end to oil and gas tax subsidies.
Democratic strategist Paul Tooze also pointed to Cruz's change in position as a potential positive for the renewable fuels industry.
You know, big oil is going to want to claim victory. And if they do, they've been inhaling too much of their own noxious fumes. Their number one guy, and I want to say this over and over, their number one guy, move closer to ethanol and move further away from oil and the billions in subsidies they've had for 103 years. And so either the price tag went up for them on how they're going to continue to thwart the RFS and ethanol, or they're in for a long, drawn-out fight.
The RFS likely won't be a key issue for a primary state until possibly Minnesota's vote on March 1st, but Bias says the role Iowa and other states might play in the general election could keep the RFS in play in campaign conversations.
Iowa is one of a handful of what you call real battleground states that are in play in the fall in presidential election. And so this is not the last time this issue will be discussed in Iowa, and as Paul said, other states.
On Tuesday, renewable fuels advocates were touting statistics claiming that more than 80% of caucus-goers voted in support of a pro-RFS candidate. They claim only two anti-RFS candidates drew votes on Monday, Cruz and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. The next primary vote is February 9th in New Hampshire. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.